my rest is complete while I sit at your feet. Sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. My rest is complete while I sit at your feet. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. Reach out and touch the Lord. Reach out and touch the Lord as it goes by. Passing by, your name to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord. God's by, reach out and touch the Lord. Yes, He goes by.
Just reach out and touch the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I think you know where that song has been inspired from in the Bible.
Hallelujah.
Amen. She believed and she had such a faith that she said, if only I can touch him.
Amen.
Amen. Though many people are touching him, but it was a special touch.
Amen.
Amen. It was so special that it caught his attention. Amen. Don't say I'm too little for him to see me. Don't say my problem is too big for him to resolve. Just reach out and touch him. You will see how he will answer. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you this morning for being in your house, O Lord, despite the storm that is raging out there, O Lord. But you have guided your children, O Lord, from as far as Longford, from as far as Carlo, from as far as many different places, O Lord, to this place, O Heavenly Father. The angel of the Lord has deployed his wings to protect your children, O Lord. Be with those who are still driving, O Lord. Guide them and bring them safely, O Lord, so that our meeting will be a blessing, Heavenly Father. Bless the preaching of the word. Bless the worship. Bless, O Lord, our pastor, who is also standing somewhere ministering to your people, O Lord. Take now control of our mouth. Take control of our thoughts, O Lord. Let everything that will be said through this mouth be something that will inspire and teach your children, O Lord. Let our own thoughts be put aside. Guide us in the precious name of the Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Let's read Luke 18, verse 8. I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. But the portion that of interest to us this morning is, nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith on the earth. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. When the Son of Man come, shall he find faith on the earth? That was the Lord's concern. He has spoken about the coming of the Son of Man. He was the Son of Man himself. As we saw last week, if you can give me that picture, sister. We saw that he's coming in three names of Son. He's coming first as the Son of Man. We saw a prophet. Then through the church ages, he's the Son of God, the Holy Spirit, because God is Spirit. Amen. And then in the millennium, he will be the Son of David. Amen. But the prophet says, even himself Jesus says, between the time he is revealed as the Son of God and the Son of David, he is to be revealed again as the Son of Man.
Amen.
Amen. But concerning that time when he is going to be revealed as the Son of Man, he asks this question. When the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith on the earth? He was really concerned because when he came first as the Son of Man there, when he came first as the Son of Man there, did he really find faith on earth? Did the earth believe him as the Son of Man? That was his concern. Because if they rejected him as the Son of Man, when the Son of Man come again, will he be accepted as the Son of Man? Amen. So we are living in the time where he has to be revealed again as the Son of Man. So we need to look as the prophet. We are going to read the prophet. He's showing us what he did in this first ministry as the Son of Man. And it's according to what he did in the first ministry, there is the exact same thing that he's going to do again as the Son of Man. Let's read. We're going to read a lot today. Because the prophet, when he's trying to put an emphasis on that ministry of the Son of Man, he's trying to show that it was something very specific about that ministry. Amen. Because the prophet somewhere, he will say, he called Jeremiah Son of Man. He called Ezekiel Son of Man. But this ministry, this particular ministry of Son of Man, of Jesus Christ, is different because Son of Man is a prophet. Amen. But in that particular ministry of prophecy, a prophetic ministry of Jesus Christ, there was a specificity that he wanted to emphasize on, and that will repeat at the end time. Amen. So he says, does God change his mind? Now, watch. If you want the scriptures at the end, I can give them to you. Now watch when his ministry started. He had to act as Son of Man. Amen? Now the prophet is going to show us how he acted as Son of Man. So that when we will see it in the last days, will he find faith on the earth? Amen? We have to identify the Son of Man in the end time. And if we see that sign, we need to raise, to shake our faith, because that's the manifestation of the Son of Man. He says, now watch when his ministry starts. He had to act as Son of Man. Now watch what he did. There came up a man by the name of Simon Peter. Andrew has been attending the meeting of John. And then when Jesus came and John had introduced him, he saw him. And Andrew asked his brother, Simon, to come to the meeting with him. And he said, watch how he identified himself when he started preaching. He identified himself as the Son of Man when he started preaching. there was a man. Andrew had been listening to John, went to Jesus to find out where he was and where he was at, followed him down to the meeting, brought his brother Simon. As soon as Simon walked up into the presence of Jesus, Jesus said, "Your name is Simon, and you are the son of Jonah." That identified him.
Amen.
Amen. That identified the Son of Man. Because the prophet said, look how he started the ministry, how he identified himself as the Son of Man. The prophet says, there was one, now he's talking about Simon. There was the one who told him who his name was and told him what his father's name was. Then he knew that had to be the prophet because that man that didn't know him. Amen. You see how the ministry of the Son of Man manifested himself. He says, there's a second example. The first example, when Peter came, he told him his name without meeting him, his father's name. And Peter knew that the prophet they've been waiting for, he would manifest a certain sign.
Amen.
Amen. Because Jesus didn't preach. Amen. Jesus didn't stand there to say, I am the one that did this and that. As soon as Simon came, Jesus said, you are Simon, and your father is Jonah. Simon understood that the Messiah, the Son of Man we are expecting, he will do this.
Amen.
As soon as I see this, I know I don't need to be told much. It is enough for me to understand that this is the Son of Man.
Amen.
And the Son of Man in Simon Peter, he found faith on earth.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
But did he find faith on all the people of that generation? No. Second example. And we find there was some standing there and listening at that. There was Philip now. The prophet said he saw how Jesus discerned who Peter was.
Amen.
And he went back to tell his friend or his brother, Nathaniel. And one of them was Philip, who was having a Bible studies with a friend by the name of Nathaniel, looking for the Messiah. So he runs around to the mountain and that day, and about a day's journey, and come back. And he finds this Nathaniel over there under a fig tree praying. Amen?
Amen.
This is the attitude you have to be into to understand, to catch the revelation of who the Son of Man is.
Amen.
The prophet says Nathaniel was there praying, maybe all night, expecting the manifestation of that Son of Man. Then Philip came and told him, come, see who we found, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. We know the story. When he came, and Jesus looked at him and said, behold, an Israelite in whom there is no guile. Nathanael too was expecting the Son of Man. He knew that when that prophet will come, he will do something specific. And when he stood in the presence of Jesus, Jesus didn't preach to him. He just said, you are a Jew, and in you there is no guile found. Nathanael knew that this is the Son of Man. Because this is the sign the Son of Man must manifest for me to recognize him.
Amen.
Amen. And he said, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God. Thou art the King of Israel. That was enough for him to understand. Amen. Now, there was those standing there. Now let me give you a little warning. Amen. There was those standing there, rabbis and priests. And they said, this man does this by Beelzebub. Amen. That's why he asked, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? Because we, as it was preached yesterday, we are conditioned in a certain way. We believe easily in witches and in magicians. And we give them too much power, more than we believe God can do. You remember that little girl, I think it was Jimmy Carter. She was laying on the bed sick. When the prophet told her, if you have faith, make that this lamp, make it turn around, make it go forth and back, and make it to stop. That little girl said, this is witchcraft. Because we attribute to the demons too much power, and we don't believe that God can do more than the demons. Mm-hmm. Amen. When we see the supernatural, most of the time, we are fashioned, we are formatted in a way that we'll call it Beelzebub. When these people saw Jesus doing these things, they say, this must just come from the princes of the darkness. Mm. But that was the sign of the Son of Man. That's why he asked, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? Because it's very easy for us to say, this was just psychology. They did it in the first coming. They are doing it today. When you see the supernatural exposed in an outstanding way, it's easy for us to say, this is the devil. That's why he asked the question, will he find faith on the earth? Because when in this time between the Son of God and Son of David, he will do great sign again. Mm-hmm. There will be a great manifestation. Amen. Of the Son of Man again. Amen. But will you be ready to accept it?
Amen.
Will he find faith in you?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Because when he says faith on earth, you believe it's just those trees and this and that. But we are the earth.
Amen.
Amen. We are made of the earth. Will he find faith on the earth? Will he find faith on you, in you? Now listen. He takes another example. So when Jesus manifested himself as Son of Man, now listen close. And I will close. Me too. When Jesus came, he was duty bound to represent what the prophet said he would be. So there before Israel, he represented himself before Peter and Nathaniel and those there as the Son of Man. Do you realize that? The prophet picks those two specific examples. Peter and Nathaniel. He says he represented himself to those two as the Son of Man. And you know what he did to be identified as the Son of Man? He was able to tell them things that were hidden in their lives.
Amen.
Amen. That was the sign of the Son of Man. Now he says, now he had need to go by Samaria. And he goes up to Samaria, and there he found a woman sitting at the well. We know the story. And they talk together. She come to get water, and he said, bring me a drink. We know it, we're going to skip it. And he said, thou hast said well, for you had 5 husbands, and the one you are living with now is not your husband. Now this is the third time. He's telling now to that woman, the Samaritan, after introducing himself, give me some water, go and call your husband. I have no husband. You say, right, because you have had 5, now you have another one, the 6th one is not your husband. Now she wasn't like them priests who said he's got a devil. He's a fortune teller or something. She turned and said, sir, I perceive that you are a prophet.
Amen.
Amen. Now, we haven't had one for 400 years. I know that we are looking for the Messiah. And when the Messiah comes, that's the thing that he will do.
Amen.
Amen. She recognized the Messiah. She recognized the sign of the Messiah.
Amen.
The
Amen.
Sign of the Son of Man.
Amen.
Are we together?
Amen.
You need to lay this foundation correctly.
Sure.
Because when we come to today, we don't want someone left out.
Amen.
Amen. Or we don't want someone having dizziness. Amen. Because these things, sometimes they give dizziness. But if that's why we are going slowly, we are building slowly. If you have any question, don't hesitate to ask it. Amen. So, whether to any of the ministers here, he will explain you much better. Amen. Now the Bible said, now that woman say, when the Messiah comes, that's the thing that he will do. Now the Bible said, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. If that was the anointed sign of the Messiah back there, to the Samaritans and to the Jews, now it never was done before the Gentiles.
Yes.
Amen? Because the prophet says, there's three races of people on the earth.
Yeah.
Amen?
Uh-huh.
It's not black, white, and whatever as you know it. The prophet says there's three races.
Yeah.
Jews, Samaritans, and Gentiles.
Amen?
Amen? So he says, it was the anointed sign of the Messiah back there to the Samaritans and to the Jews. Now it never was done before Gentiles. Nowhere in the Bible did Jesus ever do it before Gentiles. We've had 2,000 years with their training also to look for a Messiah. Now he's talking about us, the Gentiles. They were looking for the Messiah back there. And when they saw the Messiah, when they saw the Son of Man, they identified him with a sign. And he said, Jesus never did that sign with the Gentiles. He has never done it. But we as the Gentiles now, we are expecting the Son of Man. We are living in the time where the Son of Man must be manifested. If that was his identification just before the day was finished, it's got to be our identification. Because he promised the Son of Man would reveal himself again in the day that the world will become like Sodom again.
Amen.
Amen. The Son of Man, amen.
Amen.
The Son of Man will be revealed.
Yes. Yes.
I think it's too early, brother.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. The Son of Man will be revealed again. If it was his identification just before the day was finished, it's got to be our identification, because he promised the Son of Man will reveal himself again today. So when we get here, this identification back there will be the same identification here again.
Amen.
The Son of Man will be revealed and he will identify himself with the sign of the Son of Man.
Amen.
The same sign he did to the Jews with Peter and Nathaniel,
Amen.
To the Samaritans with that woman, he will do the same sign to fulfill his word to the Gentiles.
Amen.
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 Are we together?
Amen.
Amen. That was the sign of Messiah yesterday. That's the sign of Messiah today.
Amen.
The same.
Amen.
Amen. He says, that is identification. This is in, Sir, we will see Jesus. That is his identification. That's how he identified himself to Israel. Here he is with the Samaritans, identifying himself. Now, to close, the prophet says, he had needs to go up to Jerusalem or up to Samaria. Now see, the Jews had seen that sign, for he was a prophet, and he showed the sign of a prophet. And he says now, there's only three races of people, that Ham, Shem, and Japheth's people. Now the Jews had seen their sign, because they was looking for a Messiah. Amen. They saw it. Now the Samaritans must see it, because they were looking for a Messiah. Amen. The Gentiles couldn't see it that time because they were not looking for a Messiah.
Amen.
Amen. That's why, though he interacted with many Gentiles, the Roman centurion, the Canaanite woman, and this and that, but he didn't show the sign. The sign was for, amen. The sign was for those who are seeking for the Messiah.
Amen.
Amen. Are you seeking for the Messiah today? Are you expecting the Son of Man today?
Amen.
Watch the sign.
Amen.
Amen. Watch the sign of the Son of Man. Because you can't expect something if you don't know how that thing will be manifested. You can't expect someone if you don't. That's why when you go to the airport to wait for someone you don't know, you ask him, how will you be dressed? Amen.
Amen.
Or you ask the person who is recommending the person, describe the person to me. He says, she'll be in a blue jeans. She'll have such color of hair. She'll have glasses on her. And you'll be there at the airport watching. Many people will be passing. It's not of interest for you.
Amen.
But when you see all those signs matching together,
amen,
you say, this is it.
Amen.
Amen. You are expecting the Son of Man. We are waiting for the Messiah. But how are you looking for that Messiah? The Jews missed him because they didn't watch the sign.
Yes.
Amen. He did the same sign before them. They called it the devil. He did the same sign, they crucified him. When the Son of Man come, shall he find faith on the earth?
Amen.
He will find the faith only if you are expecting, you are waiting him, we are waiting for him according to what he will manifest as the Son of Man.
Amen.
You'll see the prophet when he dramatizes the scene between Philip and Nathaniel, or Andrew and Simon Peter. He said they were there waiting for what their great-great-great-grandfather told them.
Amen.
The great-grandfather told them, when the Messiah comes, he will do this and this and this and this. And they were there waiting, watching for that sign. In their daily fellowships, they were there waiting, meditating upon the word. Moses said, the prophet, I will raise a prophet like unto me amongst from your brethren. They were watching, studying the scriptures. Many imposters could come. They would go and watch. They say, no. It looks like him, but our father said he must manifest the sign of the Son of Man. And when the moment they saw the sign of the Son of Man in him, they identified him. We are living in the same time. Let me read to close. He said, now the Samaritans must see it because they was looking for a Messiah. Not the Gentiles. Not one time did he ever perform that on a Gentile.
Amen.
But he prophesied in the last days, like he did, as it was in the days of Noah and in the days of Lot, when that angel came talked to Lot. Amen. That will keep it for next time.
Amen.
Amen. But today we just want to emphasize, to put an emphasis on the sign of the Son of Man.
Amen.
He manifested it once. When he is coming as the Son of Man again this time, he will manifest that sign. Amen. And we are going to see now in deep how that sign has been manifested in our age.
Amen.
Amen. That's why we need really to fasten our seat belts. Amen. Because it's there are some of the hardest things to understand in the message.
Amen.
But be in a praying spirit. Come expecting. Let all of us pray the Lord that He give us the real good understanding of these things. Because if you don't understand these things properly, you may even miss to catch the essence of the message itself. Amen. You may go to one extreme or to the other extreme. Amen. But we need to catch these things and understand them properly and walk in the light. Because we are the children of the light and we have to walk in the light. He said, in the evening time, there will be light. And when the light comes, you need to walk in the light. Because if you want to fight the light enlightens someone, but the light can also blind some other.
Amen.
Amen. So let's walk in the light. Let's come expecting that the Lord will do great things by revealing us, giving us the right understanding of these things. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you. We commit now the remainder of the service into your hand. Take control, take the leadership, lead us, O Lord. We have come with expecting hearts. From what we heard yesterday, O Lord, we can't wait to listen, to hear the rest of the sermon, O Lord. Bless your servant. Give him strength. Give him a good inspiration. Give him everything he needs to be comfortable enough in his body to transmit what you want to your people, O Lord. Bless the singing. Bless the offerings. Bless everything for your glory. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. God bless you.